Chapter 3. The Alienist. 100 years ago, doctors who chose a specialty in mental disorders were called alienists. They were so called because their patients were considered alienated from their true natures, from normal behaviour and from society, not because they alienated their patients, however frequently during therapy they may do so. Neither in her books nor in my office was her narrative rich in physical detail. She gave no description of Ashfield. The world came to her more through her ear than her eye. I saw her early life because she had the power to dramatize through dialogue. Her words conjured up the Victorian age in which she and her family acted out their lives at Ashfield. Her psychological orientation was obviously toward people. What they said, how they said it, shades of meaning and variations in tone. She infused her narratives with these. She said, "We live at Torquay. It is winter, but I, a small child in my nursery, am safe and warm. I feel snug because of that. I believe the house is blessed, and within its walls nothing bad can happen to me, to any of us. My mother and her mother, Granny B, are with me in my nursery. My wise and patient nanny, Nursie, must be somewhere on the periphery. We are waiting for my other grandmother, my father's mother, to arrive." Her tone changed from reverie to quick and strident. "My home, Ashfield, was a safe, beautiful place, almost idyllic. My childhood was as every child should be, snug and loving, full of good food and good fun." "Fortunate," I said, and thought that her skills and mine may not be too dissimilar. I too listen for shades of meaning, shifts in tone, instances when tone...